This is the third time I've made this recording, and I swear if I don't get through this without an interruption from someone, I might actually just snap some fucker's neck. Anyway, welcome to the sixth round of GGW. The famous, infamous, whatever fuck you want to call it, contest recording. Anyway, I've told this story three times. I'm going to make it really short this time. GW is nowhere to be found. Ash is moving. I have her shit, but I don't want a lopsided critique, so I am just going to record my contest entry comments, and then the two girls will get to their shit at some future date. The scores, if you look at them, are not finished, so don't freak out. I just want you to see where things stand now. There is still a chance that they may change, for better or for worse, depending on what GW scores your piece and critique. I will also not go over the critiques in this shit, because, well, it's pretty standard, I think. I don't really feel like there's any reason to go over that, unless you wrote a really shitty critique, we gave you bonus points. and unfortunately, there were a few really, really fucking shitty critiques. Anyway. Enough of this crap. Let's just get to the pieces, and then I can get the hell out of here, because my parents are going to come and pick me up in like 20 fucking minutes. MD, I will start with you. For me, I have to say, about fucking time. Ash doesn't particularly agree with me at this point, but you know what? I think this was your best piece of the contest. I think this one was where you needed to start in week one. And then you could have taken it from there. This was the first piece you really gave me that left me with like a resounding image. Something I could see. Something I could feel. Feeling is good, especially when you write a poem. The one thing, and really nitpicky, that I would have to say is that your word choice and grammatical, really nitpicky shit, I guess, I would change. Your particular word choice, some peculiar grammar crap, shit like that. But overall, this is what I've been waiting to see. Also, maybe you could have done a little bit more with the subject. Personal vulnerability is something that gets really, really, that card gets played a lot. Especially since we've entered the emo era. Personal vulnerability is, like, everywhere. You can get it off the corner, you can pick it up in some shitty-ass magazine, and I think that what you needed to do was to take that and to make it something, are you ready for, the most used word of this contest? Edgy. Edgy. Edgy is great, but I think this one was, your first piece that I really read all the way through, and I was like, oh my god, I would read this again, send it off to my friends, whatever, look at this, look at what MD did, she finally stepped up. That's what I wanted to see. Thank you. Aphrodite. This is one of those ones that sits in like this weird, is it prose, is it poetry? But at the end of the day, when I have trouble staying interested in a 25-line poem, there's a problem. You write beautifully. This piece was awesome. And I sat there like, just, why is this bothering me? What is bothering me with this piece? This is what I was saying to myself the whole time. I'm like, when I took each sentence and I read each sentence, it was beautiful. You wrote each sentence by itself insanely well. And then I figured it out. When you connect them together, you're missing one key thing that every poem needs, and that's dynamics. Poems are like pieces of music. And without the dynamics, without those changes in depth, the changes in volume, the change in timbre, whatever you want to call it, the tempo change, whatever you want to throw in to draw the reader in, variations are key. If you just fall into this monotonous, jizzing of words on a page, I'm going to lose interest. Because if things stay static, I get bored. So, you need to move out of the prairie. You need to move out of the flat realms of the Midwest and move to the upper Midwest where there are, hills and shit and rivers and all this crazy fucking bullshit that blows your mind. And if you can apply those dynamic changes to a piece of that caliber, you will, pretty much blow everyone away. So where does this leave you now? We are at round 7 now. That's all that's left. So maybe I would seriously think about taking the dynamics into account on something you talk about in your little paragraph of improvement. Anyway, that's it. Distressed princess. This was, you finally came back in my eyes, and then you just delivered me another piece of crap. What was up with this rhyme scheme? It just didn't pack anything. There was no punch, there was nothing. And I have to say this, your poem, I've seen it before. I've seen this poem before. Not the exact poem, not the one you've wrote, but I've seen this shit over and over and over again. And I can tell you right now, when GW reads this, she's going to say, "There's no twist. There's no twist in the death." It's a poem that would suffice in a classroom. But you know what? You need to grow a pair of nuts and rip them off if you truly want to capture the horror of what GW demanded of you. And that said, you kind of failed it. Empress, I've been reading the thread and I've been hearing about how hard you've worked on this piece, and quite honestly, I found a great deal of grammatical errors and incorrect wording that drove me nuts. I really think that if you edited this piece as much as you said you did, you would have caught the miswordings and little things that really bothered the shit out of me. I think you could have done a bit more with the murder. There was a lot more creativity that you could have just drawn out of this. It's like you set up a scene for something spectacular. They're in this fucking Grand Canyon, and then she stabs him with a nameplate pin. It's like, shit. Oh my god, even in fucking Lord of the Flies, the dude, the fat ass, gets creamed by a rock. I mean, we could have, you could have just taken this, insane. She could have stabbed him with a pin, and then she could have just went fucking nuts herself and just bash the shit out of him and maybe pushed him over the edge or some crap like that, and then in her insane glory did the whole "I'm going to ascend" with a condor shit. It would have just been like, oh fuck yes, and GW would have been like, there's blood and there's insanity, and would have been really pleased. But there was none of that. So in the end, your piece was entertaining, and it was okay. You definitely should have edited a little bit more or read it aloud. I don't know, but you really did miss some very, very simple shit. So you have a start, but you didn't blow me away. And this was a big round where a nice blow away would have done you very well. Never! I like the fact that you targeted, I don't know, what do I want to say? You targeted falling into the well known as redundancy. We don't want to become dull or repetitive or any of that crap when we write, and I think you really targeted that fear that all writers should have. My real problem with this is that I think the connection to the prompt was a little weak, and quite frankly, for your efforts, this piece was not the best. I've seen you bring shit with much more of an edge into the contest than this. So I think, I enjoyed the variation, but overall, I would have liked to see a lot more from you. Hey, Skyhawk, I'm afraid that I'm gonna have to say right now that this piece really isn't eligible for judgment because it didn't fit any prompt at all. I really tried to figure out what prompt this fit, and I talked to Ash about it, and neither of us could fit it to anything. So I'm afraid I'm not even going to score it. However, I will say that I did enjoy your piece of musical history. I'm a fan, especially of old school, so the whole Beatles connection was, pretty much immediately apparent to me. But, other than that, I really can't comment on this piece because it didn't really fulfill our requirements. So, sorry. Elemental. Oh my shit god. You know what? The two dots? No. Absolutely not. The grammar in this was horrible. Stephanie Meyer is the type of writer who likes to use fragments all the time. All the time. And she has, decent characters, great characters in the eyes of many, but honestly, she writes, quite frankly, craptacular English. It's horrible. Fragments are not acceptable forms of English. And even though they might make you shit tons of money, anyone with some sort of competent grammatical background will walk away. You absolutely need to make sure that you have a grammatically sound piece. I am not a grammar Nazi either. If I see one or two mistakes, I generally just let them go, unless they're in a poem of some minuscule length. But this was just like, oh shit, we have two dots, we have fragments everywhere, we have even those little, like, fucking list sentences shit. You know, like, seriously, you really need to go back and look at what grammatical efforts you put into this, because right now, it was just a nightmare for me. I was, like, so distracted by the errors that I really just completely failed to become entranced in your work. And that's a serious problem. And I really also, you know, noticed that MD gave you advice on these punctuation problems. I saw her critique. She critiqued you on those problems, and I don't think you addressed those at all. And that's a problem, because as a judge of this contest, with a lot of time on my hands being sucked away by other shit right now, I can't waste my time reading efforts that are poor. And right now, this effort was pretty poor. Anyway. Maki. This piece was not entertaining enough to get me to the good part, and I'm afraid that I just found your writing dull. Your piece overplayed and overused, and I've seen this emo-ish crap time and time again about some poor little girl that doesn't like her fucking alcoholic father. It's a touching story, but it has been done to the point that even I could vomit from the fumes. You also had a few basic and grammatical spelling mistakes that could have been picked up by just a simple read-through. You know, you had 3 weeks to do this, and I'm really unimpressed. I definitely would have expected more from you, especially after you missed the last two rounds. So, yeah, you have some work to do. Days! You're not last. You should be happy. You know, you finally gave me something that had nothing to do with psychology at all, and I was really happy to see you let go of the box. The result of that, though, is that, you know what? I noticed you cannot use your stylistic tools in an environment that isn't your familiar turf. You know, you came into this more action-oriented writing environment, and some of your sentences were just nowhere near the caliber that you generally put in to your more psychologically-oriented works. You know, you need to take your A-game over into different territories if you want to survive as a writer. That's just, you know, common sense. I mean, Stephen King is, like, one of the best horror writers ever, in the eyes of many. But no one really cares once you get out of that circle. You know, it's like he's inside that little circle of himself, and once you get out of that, who cares? You know, once you leave his little realm, no one gives a shit anymore. I think that is where you're headed unless you realize that you need to take your A game and the shit that you do normally to other areas of writing. More specific to the piece, your murder scene just sucked. It was like this aside that was pretty much just dropped on top of the piece, and it didn't really match the character of the piece at all, you know? And that, I guess, you could describe as a twist, I guess, you know, to pull off GW's requirement, but I don't really see it as a twist because it was just hanging off by itself. You know, it's not connected to the plot in any way, it's not some skewing of the plot, it was just like, okay, we're going along, oh, and now there's a murder. You know, it's a good start for new areas for you, but you just have to remember the same rules apply. You know, you can't just say like, oh snaps, I'm in a new turf, so I'm gonna go back to really basic writing skill. You have to bring the absolute best with anything you do, or else you're kinda just wasting your time. Zero. This piece just didn't fit you at all, really. I was trying to sit there and I was like, did he really write this? You know, you definitely went hardcore with GW's prompt, but overall I'd have to say the read-through, considering I know what you can write, was kind of brutal. You know, I was expected to be blown away by 3 weeks of your wordsmith perfection penned to the page with some sort of twisted grace that only Stalin's Soviet Russia could dare to duplicate. And instead I got this just, like, ridiculous, disjointed rhyme scheme that for you, dude, come on, if someone gave this to you, you'd say it's kiddie crap. You would. You cannot tell me that you wouldn't be like, oh, this is a ridiculous rhyme scheme, we're done here. You know, come on, man. You gotta, you know, oh, I know you, I've known you long enough to know what you would say to shit like that. You know, it's just like, I think you could do better. And I don't know, maybe you just didn't have time. I know you didn't like the prompt because you were like, fuck this. So maybe that had a lot more to do with it. But I know you can do better than that, dude. And everybody else does too. So anyway, those are my comments. That's pretty much all I got. And now I'm going to pack my shit and move. So have a good evening. Take it easy. Also, kind of ignore the scores because they're not done. So don't, like, freak out about it. And I will see you later. So peace out, you goddamn hippies. Oh, and I didn't even say, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies. Look, you get two. That's amazing. Two in one recording. Fuck yeah.